Detta är intervju nummer 21 med syskonen fru Jane Kilroy och Torsten Esborn, född Esbjörnsson, 1922 respektive 1925 i kvarteret Kärleken i Halmstad.
Ja, min första fråga till Kilroy är, när har ni talat om Amerika och Amerikamigrationen för första gången?
Jag tror jag var sju år. Det var i 1930. Och min mamma hade talat om Amerika. Do you want to?
No, of course. Our father emigrated in 1929.
Yeah.
And of course, I was only 4 years old in 1929. So. I don't recall any particular talk about it myself.
Var några släktingar för era föräldrar som hade åkt över till Amerika?
Ja, moster Alma Johnson var här i Amerika. Jag vet inte hur lång
My father's brother was...
Farbror Erik. Han var här.
Yes, he was already in California.
Och han hade två syskon.
Yes, also two.
Faster Hilda.
Yes. Two of my father's sisters were also in California.
Ja. Yeah. So we had a select here.
Oh yes.
Om jag då går tillbaka till Halmstad. Ni var födda i Halmstad, både fru Kilroy och jag.
Ja, det var kärleken, inte i Halmstad tror jag. Det var kanske kärleken,
yes,
var vi var född.
Är det en förstad till Halmstad?
Ja. Yes, a suburb.
Kan ni berätta lite grann om ert föräldrahem? Var det ett, hyrde ni en lägenhet eller hade ni eget hus, era föräldrar?
Yes, ja. We had our own home and...
Yes, two different ones that I remember.
Yes, I only remember the one.
You just remember one.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own house, yes.
Yes, I...
Vad slags arbete sysslar er far med?
Han arbetade i Slottsmullan. Jag vet inte vad han gjorde.
No, I don't recall his particular job. But he worked at Slottsmullan for some... 18 years, as I recall. Better than 18 years, I believe.
Och han tyckte bra om sitt arbete?
I think so.
I never
heard otherwise, and we, as I can remember it,
yes.
We lived quite well.
Well, yes. I'm sure he thought he could do better in America, though. This is why
he
emigrated.
Yes, I think he emigrated.
Ni vet inte vilken... Vad anledningen var att din far hade den uppfattningen att han kunde vara bättre av i Amerika, eller hade han fått brev från någon släkting eller?
Oh, I'm sure there must have been some correspondence
from
brothers in California,
mm-hmm.
And with my mother's sister and brother, our Uncle Hilding too, you know, was already in Cleveland here.
Ni kommer inte ihåg att något av dessa brev läses upp när de fick eller kom från Amerika?
Ja, jag kommer ihåg när farbror Erik kom till Halmstad. Han hade varit här i California och så kom han och stannade med oss ett år. Jag var kanske tre eller fyra, så det kommer jag ihåg. Ja. Och han hade varit här i Amerika, så...
Gjorde han något särskilt intryck på er när han kom ifrån Amerika? I förhållande alltså till klädsel, uppförande?
Det kan jag inte säga, no. I was too little, I think. Jag kan inte komma ihåg hennes kläder. He was a very handsome, nicely dressed man, I remember.
Yes, always has been.
General impression. But whether he was that much superior to the sweets, I don't recall that.
Well, I'm sure he must have influenced my father, mother.
Yeah. I remember he had some very special shirts that my dad liked that he'd gotten in America. I do remember that. Some white on white shirts. It's funny, mm-hmm. I hadn't thought of that in years.
Hur var förhållandena på arbetsmarknaden under den tiden? Var det lätt att få arbete eller var det svårigheter att komma in? Och...
Jag tror det var svårt att få arbete.
In America?
Ja, jag menar i Sverige.
Ja, jag tror det var svårt.
Torsten,
ja. Men ni var så pass ung, herr Hesborn, så ni...
Ja, det var det.
Hade inte börjat söka arbete än.
På jul... Do you remember there was a Christmas when we had very few presents because times were hard?
Yes,
I know.
Well, I can only remember one Christmas, the last Christmas in Sweden. Of course, I don't remember it as being hard.
No, I don't either. No, we were always very happy.
Oh, yes.
And we always had... enough food and clothes, men jag tror det var svårt att få arbeta då och få pengar.
Ja, det tror jag.
Mm-hmm.
Vilket år var det som era föräldrar kom på idén och realisera idén så att säga att åka till Amerika?
No, I'm not sure I understand that.
What year did our relatives come over or
no,
our
what
father?
I asked was that what year did your family, like your father and mother, decided to go
when
to the United States?
When did they decide? Oh.
Well, of course, my father...
I'm come first.
My father... left Sweden in 1929.
Yeah.
And we followed a year later.
But he must have decided to come about 1926, maybe, I think.
Well, I'm sure.
3 years before, I think he must have decided. Yes, I think he must have been planning at least 2 or 3 years to come. So I would say 26, 27, he really started planning.
Mm-hmm. Vad tror ni var anledningen att han tog så lång tid på sig att planera innan han åkte?
Han sparade pengar. Ja, det tror jag.
Sure, that was part of it.
Also, he wrote to see about a job here and a place for him to stay.
I'm sure he was concerned about that.
Han ville med andra ord vara väl förberedd innan han tog steget över och...
Ja, det tror jag.
Oh, yes.
Så er mor blev kvar då med 4 barn?
Det var 5 barn, ja. Hon stannade i Halmstad med oss.
Hade hon något arbete under tiden eller?
Nej, det hade hon inte.
No.
No.
Och ni stannade hur länge i Sverige innan?
1 år var det.
Yeah,
pappa kom, ett år så stannade vi där.
Kommer ni ihåg när er far åkte förberedelserna när han skulle åka och när han köpte biljetten? Vilken båt åkte han med?
No, that I can't remember.
Det kommer jag inte ihåg, no. Jag vet att vi
gick
till Göteborg.
I can't remember much, but I think that he came on the Gripsholm, I believe.
Gripsholm, Drottningholm?
I think
it was Gripsholm that he came on.
I believe so.
And we came on the Kungsholm.
We came on the Kungsholm.
Och er far, han skrev brev tillbaka till er mor. Han talade om hur förhållandena var i Amerika. Var de bra eller var de...
He would send us, of course, gifts from time to time.
Yes, and letters.
Var någonting särskilt som ni kommer ihåg som han skickade hem till er?
Well, I remember, of course, the last Christmas in Sweden. I still remember quite... particularly a gift that my dad sent, a little car. Cast iron car.
It a bus?
No, it no. It was a car with a rumble seat.
Oh,
and
yes.
Of course, the seat would fold in and out. I remember that very vividly.
I don't.
Ni som var lite äldre, fru Kilroy, kommer ni ihåg någonting som man skickade tillbaka till er?
No, det kan jag inte. Det var inte någon...
Did he send you a doll or...
No, I don't think so. Kanske kläder, tror jag. Jag fick kläder.
Uh-huh.
I remember clothes.
Yes,
Inte toys.
Så efter ett års tid i Amerika så fick jag far biljettpengar till din mor och,
yes,
och hela familjen.
Ja.
Ja.
Och berätta lite grann om förberedelserna. Alltså ni, fru Kildor, som var lite äldre, ni kommer ihåg hur din mor planerade med resan, alltså med kläder kanske och...
Ja, jag kommer ihåg att mamma köpte kläder för oss.
Yes.
Vi hade, vi alla hade de berets.
Remember?
Ja, basken hade vi.
Baskermössa?
Mössa, yeah. Ja. Då hade vi alla tre barn. Och
nya
kläder.
Oh, yes,
new
outfits.
And...
Ja, det kommer jag ihåg. Oh, yes.
Och så vi hade, det var vänner vi hade i Göteborg. Och jag kommer ihåg att vi stannade med dem. Don't you remember that?
No,
I Göteborg så stannade vi med, kanske två dagar before we got on the boat. Because I always liked Gothenburg because we had such a nice time with the friends.
Well, I can remember trips to Gothenburg. I remember, I can still remember riding streetcars in Gothenburg.
Yeah.
Blue and white.
I remember we made many plans and especially, you know, getting the clothes together and packing. And then there were little special toys and gifts that we all brought with us from Sweden, remember? I had a little tiny spinning wheel and Mother had a silver vase.
Yeah.
I still have that.
Mm-hmm.
And you boys each had some favorite toy. Som vi skulle ta med oss.
Har ni fortfarande kvar någonting utav dessa saker?
No, I don't have anything.
Jag har, I have one book that all my classmates in school signed and gave to me when I left Halmstad. Fröken Andersson var lärinnan och hon hade everybody signed.
Oh,
I still have that. And I have the vase the mother brought.
Mm. Ja, innan vi fortsätter och berättar om färden över Atlanten så vill jag gärna fråga er, fru Kilroy, skolan, var det någonting särskilt om Amerika är i något ämne där som ni kommer ihåg? Eller lekte ni som barn om Amerika till exempel?
När vi kom här till
Sverige? Nej, alltså i Sverige, i Halmstad.
I Sverige? I don't know what you mean. Did I...
Ja, jag menar alltså... ni gick i skolan, alltså småskolan i Sverige,
yeah,
i Halmstad.
Ja, ja, jag gick.
Och lekte ni som barn, alltså kamrater emellan, om att ni skulle åka till Amerika eller...
Some of your comrades, yeah.
Oh, sure, yes, I remember them. Yes, I remember flickorna som jag lekte med, oh ja. Dorothy Anderson, or Birgitta... I don't remember now all the names. I should have brought that book too to read all the names off. And there were Dorothy or Birgitta som jag tyckte om.
Ni kommer inte ihåg om läraren sa någonting särskilt om Amerika?
Nej. Kan jag inte. Läraren? No.
Var ert hem en religiös prägel som ni gick i kyrkan till exempel varje söndag? Och...
Nej, det gjorde vi inte. Inte i Sverige mycket.
Kom ihåg.
Vi gick inte till kyrkan mycket i Sverige, nej.
Tror jag inte.
Ja. Ja. I started to speak French. Father, our dad, was not church-going. Man in Sweden, I don't think.
Så då vi förflyttade oss fram till själva lantresan. Med, det var Kungsholm.
Ja.
Men ni köpte biljetten, kommer ni ihåg vad priset var på den?
Nej.
Det är svårt
nej,
att förera, kommer ni ihåg som inte köpte den förstås?
Ja, jag kan inte.
Hur många dagar tog resan över?
Ja, det tog en vecka.
Nio dagar.
I always remember that it was your birthday.
Yes.
When we left, which was May 24.
Mm-hmm.
And we arrived on June 1st. Or that was the last day, I think.
It may have been the last day.
Or perhaps the day before we docked.
Yes,
June
because
1st,
that
because this
my
was
other...
my brother Everett's birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As I remember, it was 9 days from the day we got on the boat till the day we got off.
Mm-hmm.
That still is about the same length of time it takes, too, I think.
Var det några särskilda åtgärder för att er bror fyllde år på båten?
Yes, they had quite a celebration for Everett's birthday, do you remember?
No, det kan jag inte.
Yes, I know they had baked a cake for him.
Oh, jag var så sjuk, så jag kan inte.
No, I enjoyed the whole trip.
Oh, inte jag, jag var så sjuk.
Vad var intrycket när ni fick se New York? Eller Ellis Island kom ni först till förstås?
Lite grann. I remember the examination and there's still a...
Det måste ha varit Ellis Island.
Det måste ha varit Ellis Island, ja då.
Oh yes.
Vi satt in
long
what's
the old family joke that they used to tell about me and going through Ellis Island?
I don't know.
I forget just what the experience was, but
I remember it took a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did go through Ellis Island. Yes,
yeah.
I think
mm-hmm.
this was a day or two we spent there.
So er far mötte då i New York?
No.
Mr. Alma,
mm-hmm. who came from Cleveland to New York to meet us.
Yes.
And to, of course, bring us back on the train.
Yeah.
Our father, of course, had
had
established
Cleveland.
A home and was working in
mm-hmm.
Cleveland.
And I think that was mostly because Mr. Alma was a little more experienced traveler and maybe spoke English.
Oh, yes, certainly.
So mm-hmm. that she came to New York, yeah.
Ja, vad var ett intryck? Var det stora hus eller vad var det som var störst då i New York?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
The impression,
our impressions of New York?
Yes.
Well, actually, we didn't see much of
no,
the town. I don't... My first impression, I can remember... seeing Cleveland for the first time, leaving the train station and getting into a cab,
yes.
as I recall,
come
riding through
to
the city, and I always remember riding through a street that apparently had been torn up the time for some repair work, and they had. What do you call these, smudge pots or burning lights at night, kerosene lamps or whatever they were, lining the street where they, of course,
where
had been...
Repairing.
And this...
Made a big impression.
This made a big impression on me. I can remember that very well.
Och vad tyckte din mor om... ombytet med Sverige. Alltså från Sverige till att komma till Amerika.
Her mother?
Ja.
Yes. I think she was very,
very
happy.
Very anxious, I think, to,
yes.
To
she
adjusted
to very
and,
easily.
I think that she had, I'm sure that, of course, there had been correspondence with relatives, and I think she had done some reading and
Yes, I think she was very happy about the trip and enjoyed coming and was prepared to come.
Oh, yes,
I think she left, of course, her mother and...
And father.
And father.
Oh, yes.
And I remember she was very sad about that because she knew she would never see them again as they were quite old. But she was happy about the trip and liked America.
Och det gick ju bra i fortsättningen också, man
hade
inga större svårigheter att
med språk
och sånt. Och ni lärde er språket fort förstås.
Yeah, of course our father had established a home here for us. And we of course started to school
the following September.
Yes. We of course arrived in June. And even though of course Jane was 8 years old, my brother Everett was 10 years old, and they both started in the first grade school at the same time. My brother was 10 years old in the first grade.
But it didn't last
but,
very long.
But, no, I
as
think...
As soon as we learned the language...
Yes, once they learned the language...
We were able to advance.
They were able to skip and to catch up. They both caught up with their...
Yes. I feel the education that I had in Sweden, in Halmstad, I still think was very good. I remember learning to read that first year and the arithmetic, so that when I came here, when I eventually got into my own class level, I had no problems ever with school, and
no,
neither did Everett.
Ni hade med andra ord alltså en bra start redan i skolan ifrån Halmstad?
Ja, det hade vi.
Ni klättrade på så sätt.
Ja.
Ni nämnde någonting, herr Esborn, om er moster. Hon hade ett startade första svenska bageriet här i...
Yes, our Aunt Alma had the first Swedish bakery in Cleveland. And
it was at Euclid and Noble Road.
Euclid and Noble Roads in Cleveland.
Bottom of Noble Road.
Vilket år kom hon hit till staterna?
I am not sure. I would have to guess that this was just after the war. I would say 1920. I would guess that be pretty close to 1920.
Yes.
She was, of course, well established by the time we got here.
Yeah.
Kommer ni ihåg om det var några andra familjer med barn som kom över på samma gång eller lite senare?
Nej, inte från Halmstad.
No, I don't think of there were no immediate friends.
No. Jag tror inte det var någon från Halmstad som kom på samma båt.
No, I don't believe so.
De flesta emigranter som kom över hade i regel en tid satt att återvända till Sverige. I regel var det 5 år. Hade era föräldrar någon bestämd tidpunkt att de skulle åka över till Amerika bara på ett tag för att skaffa pengar? Och sedan återvända till Sverige, eller var det för att stanna för gott?
Det var för att stanna.
Jag tror inte att
våra far skulle gå tillbaka i 5 år. Nej, han skulle stanna här.
Och det var aldrig tal på efter 5-6 år heller, utan han trivdes bra med sitt arbete? Och...
Ja,
det var han.
Så hela tiden var det ett bra, lyckligt val som han har gjort för familjen?
Well, of course it was the depression. I can't say that.
But he
was...
did quite well.
He
worked...
Continually, I believe. Yes, he did. He was never out of work.
No, he was never out of work, at least altogether. Maybe, hours or short days.
I don't
days,
remember
but,
his ever being out of work. No, even during the Depression.
Jag skaffade honom det första arbetet när han kom över. Alltså.
Jag tror det var Morbo Hilding, var det inte? Som
yes, I think so. He worked at the Willard Storage Battery
yes.
for and perhaps a year or two. I think he made... two or perhaps three changes in the first 2 years. Mm-hmm. But I think in 1932 he started with the Chicago Pneumatic Tool Company,
mm-hmm.
where he stayed until they moved out of town. World War II.
Mm-hmm. Han kunde inte språka engelska bra då,
pappan. No.
Mm-hmm. Jag tror han skulle ha haft lättare arbete om han kunde språka mer.
Yes, that's fairly true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was very smart, but I think
yes,
he was
very mechanically minded
shy,
and because
mm-hmm. of the language problem,
mm-hmm.
I think he didn't advance in industry as much as if he had had better English.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this was a barrier.
It was definitely mm-hmm. a barrier. Yes.
Men de fann sig väl till rätta, annars jag menar de hade släktingar, både erfarade släktingar här. Och er mor, alltså er far hade en syster här i
California.
I California.
Yes, inte i Cleveland.
Två
syster i en
bro. I California. Uh-huh.
Kom de och besökte er här i Cleveland eller?
Nej, aldrig.
Och era föräldrar åkte aldrig hit ut någon gång eller? Det var svårt på den tiden förstås.
This was always one of his ambitions to go to
California.
And he was always had planned for it, and
Han var bara 52 när han.
Yes, just before he died, I think he was making some concrete plans to do it.
Vad var det anledningen? Har han hört rykten om att det var bättre där eller varmare eller klimatet kanske var ändå?
No, this would be just a visit. Yes,
this
would be. Just a visit to see his brother and sisters.
Syskona, yeah.
No, he was quite, of course, happy here.
Yeah, han tyckte om Cleveland, tror
jag. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ni har aldrig åkt tillbaka någon gång till Sverige, här i Skåne?
No, I have I've never been back, but I still hope to make the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Ja, ni var 4 år när ni åkte över till Amerika. Det,
mm-hmm.
under den... så kort tid ni har varit i Sverige, det är svårt att komma ihåg en del saker, förstår jag, men är det någonting som ni särskilt kommer ihåg ifrån Halmstad?
Well, I can just remember a few highlights and of course some of the landmarks. Norra Port och Stora Stenen i Kärleken.
Carl Mills.
I guess the stone isn't as big as I remember it.
Var det en minnessten eller någonting, eller var det...
Runestone.
Åh, runesten, ja.
Yes.
Runesten.
Alltså, den var stor, tyckte ni?
I always imagined that it was as big as a house.
Ja, men det var det inte.
But, I know Jane when she had her first visit back, and I think, of course, I've seen several
pictures,
postcards, and it's not at all as big as that.
Kommer du inte ihåg skolan? Du gick inte till skolan, men kommer du ihåg?
Nej, lite grann. Gushålan.
Ja. Och Slottsmullan.
Well, a little
Nissan.
Bit. Nissan.
Oh,
I always used to be scared to walk across the bridge. I'd walk in the middle. Only.
do you remember Halmstad Slott? You remember that?
Well,
we
no,
used to
but
go
Kasernan.
Or regimentskasernan.
Yes.
Yes.
This I remember.
Oh, military också.
Oh yes, and the soldiers marching by our house.
We used to have picnics or outings.
Yes.
There was a park in Halmstad where
This was, I think, near, or was it on the grounds of the Kasernan?
I think it was nearby.
I remember they had swans.
Yes, and they had peacocks, too, in a beautiful area. We have pictures where we had outings on a Sunday.
And I can remember going swimming one time, of course, in the ocean.
Yes.
I don't recall the name of the... Beecher Sund. What is it?
Tylösand,
yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I can remember. I can well remember that.
Ni, fru Kindle, ni har varit tillbaka
tre gånger har jag varit tillbaka. Ja.
Har det varit nu på senare år eller?
Ja, sista året var jag där i July 1966.
Var
jag där.
Mm-hmm.
I Halmstad och
Oskarshamn
och Stockholm.
Ja, ni var 8 år när ni åkte över till Amerika.
Ja.
Hade det ändrat sig mycket, tycker ni, för den uppfattningen ni fick av Sverige eller Halmstad vid den tidpunkten jämfört med nu när ni kom tillbaka?
Has it changed much?
Yeah.
Well, you did remember quite a few things. I remember.
Yes.
I remember you were concerned before you went back the first time, wondering if things would be as you remembered them.
Yes.
And I remember when you came back.
Many things were the same.
Yes.
There were many buildings and roads that looked familiar to me,
yes.
The same.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the Viking runesten var det samma. Uh-huh. Och Norraporten och
yes.
Halmstad.
Our house?
I think
could
that
you,
was the same. And the house.
Did you pick out
the
house?
No, there were många hus nu
uh-huh.
I kärlek.
Oh,
många
yes.
mer.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Hus nu.
Uh-huh.
Jag gick tillbaka nu.
Uh-huh.
Ja, alltså... tycker ni att dessa förändringar hade blivit till det bättre? Eller var det mycket av den gamla stadsdelen som var smakligt? Alltså bibehållet i samma stil som det var på den tiden ni åkte där?
Wait a minute, I didn't understand. Was it better?
Ja, alltså, man gör ju på så sätt att man vill gärna bibehålla strukturen av den gamla stan. Till exempel som i Halmstad nu.
Yeah.
Och det är klar mycket av detta som när ni åkte över i Halmstad idag. Alltså,
much new buildings? And
ja, alltså de gamla var det mycket kvar.
Much
oh,
less
ja,
of the old buildings.
Ja, ja.
Uh-huh.
Jag tror det var många som var kvar,
uh-huh.
den gamla. Ja, men... Bara de som är sten or brick, tror jag,
uh-huh.
som var kvar.
I see. Uh-huh.
I think probably many of the old wooden houses were
mm-hmm.
gone.
Been torn down.
Yes. Er äldre bror Hilding, han var 19 år när ni kom över.
Yes.
Ja. Han hade kommit här med far
uh-huh.
19 år. 29.
Uh-huh.
Så han åkte inte med er över då utan...
Nej, inte med oss.
Uh-huh. No, the three youngest children stayed with the mother and came across the following year.
Och så hade vi en bror som stannade i Sverige, Carl Erik.
Yes, he has never been to America.
Han bor i Oskarström nu.
Vad var anledningen till att han stannade kvar i Sverige?
Och han stannade med sin farmor.
Mm-hmm.
För han hade inte den samma far. Min
mm-hmm.
mamma hade varit
gift
två gånger.
Mm-hmm.
Och hans far var död. Men han stannade med sina farmor och farfar.
Mm-hmm.
Och han var 14, jag vet inte. Han
yes.
vill inte komma, han vill stanna
mm-hmm.
med
ja.
Så,
och han har inte haft någon Amerikafeber någon gång utan...
Nej, aldrig.
Nej,
han har aldrig
inte.
Kommit och han kunde ha kommit, men han ville inte. Nu så.
Men vad var anledningen att er äldsta bror, Hilding, att han åkte tillbaka till Sverige? Vilket år var
yes,
han
åkte? Yes, he was married here in Cleveland.
Till en svensk.
To a Swedish girl.
Var hon född här i Cleveland?
No, she was born in Varberg.
Vad var hennes namn?
Elsa Ronnefelt. And they were married in...
Detta är fortsättning på intervju nummer 21 med syskonen Esbon.
Elsa Ronnefelt.
And they were married in 1935, I believe.
Yeah.
And they had a daughter born in sometime in the following year, I believe.
Well, she's
I believe. Marianne was born perhaps in 36, I believe. And they returned to Sweden in 1937.
Uh-huh. Elsa had a kommit här att men hon, she never meant to stay here in America. I think she was here to, you know, just to travel and see the country.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And all her brothers and sisters had traveled to various countries just
uh-huh.
to see the world, and she never meant to stay here.
Uh-huh.
So I think that Hilding was interested in going back anyway. I don't know if he didn't like the country, but and I know that she always had meant to go back,
uh-huh.
so that the two of them agreed that they would go back,
uh-huh.
see how he could do in Sweden.
Så han kom aldrig tillbaka igen utan
smärta? No, he has never been back, and although I'm sure that he would like to pay us a visit, and...
Well, maybe they will now. They had never flown, you know. They never had been in an airplane till last year when
they went to Spain, didn't they?
No, they went to the Canary Islands,
yes,
off the coast of Africa, and they flew.
Uh-huh.
So I think now that they have been on a plane,
yes,
maybe they'll come over here.
And of course, their daughter was born
in Cleveland,
and I'm sure that she would be interested in taking a trip sometime and see her birthplace.
Slut på intervju nummer 21.